Peter and the Jailbirds, Chapter 7, Not Human. Peter bolted upright from his nap, which is to say, he fell from the ceiling onto the entirely uncooperative floor of his cell. Ow! Sam glanced up from the paper he was writing on. You all right there, kid? Shit, Peter said breathlessly, hands clenching into fists. Shit, shit, shit! You're at least 40 years too young to use that word, Clint said. You didn't get hurt, did you? Sam rose and paced towards the door of his cell. At Leipzig, you took much worse than that without even flinching. Peter pulled at his hair. He's here! He's here! He's here! Sam's face lit up with painful hope. Who is? He whispered. No, no, not Captain America. Sorry, or any of the... It's just Ross. What the hell is that fucker doing here? Clint crumpled up his paper and threw it into the corner of his cell. To sneer at us again, Wanda said. He likes to gloat. Fill up his, what's it called, spank bank? No, no, no. See, this is how we corrupted the kid. Clint wagged a finger at her. We've got to watch our mouths. The real question is, how do you know he's here? Sam asked, eyes sharp on Peter. I heard him. He got off the helicopter. Sam's eyes widened. You heard him from all the way up? He's on the elevator now, Peter said, coming down here. What does he want? Peter bit his lip. The elevator opened. Hello, boys, Ross stepped out, as cleanly pressed as ever, and nodded around the prison. And girl, how's the weather down here? Oh, come on, man, Clint sighed. You never even Googled that joke book I told you to read, did you? It's like you're not even trying. One of the guards rapped on Clint's cell in warning. Enjoying your stay? Ross asked Peter. Peter bit back at least 10 different sarcastic comments. The collar weighed heavily on his neck. Don't get on their nerves, Sam had said. Stay quiet. Do what they tell you. I brought you a present, Ross said, and pulled an envelope out of his jacket's inner pocket. Peter could clearly see May's bold handwriting scrawling his name across the flap. He couldn't stop the little sound of longing in his throat, like a punch to the gut. And crap, it was so much harder to face evil villains without a mask. What do you want? Peter asked, jaw clenched. Ross smiled at him. About 12 milliliters of blood. No. Yeah, I know. You like being difficult. Ross turned the letter over and over in his hands. I don't suppose you know any more about training dogs than you do about chess. What the hell do dogs have to do with it? Sam asked tightly. Ross turned to him. Sam stood still, back straight, hands clasped behind his back. If Peter hadn't spent 6 weeks cooped up in tight quarters with him, he would never have seen the ticking muscle in the corner of his jaw, the razor-edged stillness in his posture. To train a dog, Ross said evenly, you start with a reward. And if rewards don't work, he spread his hands. To train a dog, Sam said, with a thread of unyielding vibranium in his voice, you start by loving it, keeping it safe and giving it what it needs. If I didn't know better, Wilson, I'd say you're criticizing my methods. Well, Sam said, I would never argue with what you know. You know, Ross said, if you ever get tired of the decor in here, you could take a look around the level beneath this one. There's a nice, quiet, private room down there. Maybe that'll be more to your taste. Sam smiled coolly, and crap, suddenly the tension in his posture made sense. He wasn't scared, he was on the attack, keeping Ross away from Peter, protecting him. Well, screw that. Peter wasn't going to let anyone take a fall for him. There was only one solitary confinement cell on the raft, and he had dibs. It doesn't matter what kind of reward you give me, he said loudly. I'm not a fucking dog, and I'm not rolling over for you. Ross stepped up to the door of Peter's cell, lips curling up into a slight smile. Would you prefer we do this the hard way? How? I'm never going to go willingly. If you shock me, you won't be able to keep me still long enough to stick a needle in. And if you try to hold me down...
I'm gonna spit in your eye and say...
Clint belted.
You can't stop the beat. Ever since this whole world began, a woman found if she shook it, she could shake up a man.
Ross flicked his finger. Four guards opened the door to Clint's cell, wrestled him down, cuffed him, and dragged him, still singing, to the elevator.
Shit, shit, shit.
Peter could only watch in horror, hands pressed against the door of his cell. Clint! Clint stopped singing for a moment and grinned at Peter. Always wanted to star in my own movie musical, you know. And now I get a solo! Peter pressed his fingers to his mouth, then lowered them as the elevator doors closed on Clint. Thank you. He caught a flash of blonde hair dipping in a nod before the outer doors shut and the lift clanged downwards. And how about you? Ross turned to Wanda. No comment? Really? You were so full of sass last time. They didn't gag you, did they? I would have wanted to see that. Wanda just smiled up at Ross. I am sorry, my English is not so good. I am not sure how to translate what I want to say. Her eyes flicked up to the camera in the corner of her cell. Maybe the interpreter can help. What interpreter? How stupid do you think we are? Wanda sighed. Don't bother denying it. Here, interpreter pal, how would I translate this? She rattled off a quick sentence in Sokovian. After a moment, the prison comm system buzzed, and a halting voice offered, May your breakfast always include plenty of fruit? Ross blinked. There, that's it, Wanda beamed up at him. Vitamins are so important, you know. I appreciate your concern for my dietary habits, Ross said evenly. He idly flipped the envelope over in his hands again, revealing the two shock collar remotes in his palm. Peter went very still. Wanda's face, which normally held some variant of I will kill you all, crystallized into a rigid silence that would have impressed the Ice Queen of Narnia. Ross turned back to Peter's cell. Your aunt would be so disappointed to hear that you didn't bother reading her letter, he said. Well, you know, Peter said, instead of fuck you. I usually prefer texting. Kids these days, you know, my handwriting sucks. Ross's smile was still ironed onto his face in one neat crease. I'll visit again in a few years, once you've had enough time to acclimate here. Let's hope your aunt doesn't get into any trouble before that, or this will be the last chance you had to hear from her. Peter stared up at Ross. Seriously, man, he rasped at last. How do you sleep at night? Wonderfully. How about you? Peter's jaw clenched. So good to see you all again, Ross said to Sam and Wanda. Tell your prison mate that he does not have a future in musical theater. I'll be back in, oh, he checked his watch, 2 or 3 years, give or take. He left with the guards. Peter listened to the clip of Ross's shoes, the grating whine of the doors on the top of the raft, the roaring wind. When the hazy chop of the helicopter's blades finally faded away over the ocean and the roof clanked shut again, Peter sank back onto his bed, pulled his knees to his chest, and tried to pull in a full breath. Well, that was fun, he managed hoarsely. What did you mean, Wanda? Fruit for breakfast? I thought you said Sokovian had the best curses. We do, Wanda said. Have you ever had Sokovian stewed prunes? So delicious. The little old lady who lived next door. She was 91 when Stark's missiles destroyed our apartment. Had them for breakfast every day and swore by them. Best way to stay up to date on the news. You can get through an entire newspaper by the time you're out of the bathroom. Peter snickered despite himself. Clearly I need to learn more Sokovian. Of course you do, and work on your pronunciation. It's terrible. I'm trying, Peter said, not entirely sure what he meant. I'm trying. He closed his eyes and leaned his forehead against his knees. Fuck. Proud of you, Sam said quietly. You did the right thing. Yeah? Peter swallowed. Thank you. I hope so. Once he gets something from you, Sam said. Anything, a milliliter of blood or a reflex test or a fingernail, he won't stop asking for more, and then using it for whatever fucked up plans he's got up his sleeve. He looks at me, Peter said, like you are not human, Wanda said. I'm not, Peter's voice cracked. I haven't been since the bite. If you could get unbitten, Sam said, would you? Peter opened his mouth, ready to say, yes, of course yes, then I'd still be able to be home, I'd be safe, I'd be... He stopped short, closed his mouth, hugged his knees a little closer to his chest. A lot of people would be dead if I hadn't been bitten, he said at last. So, no, I think, no. Hold on to that, Sam said. Peter looked up at him. The thought of not human kept smashing up against a sun-glaring skyscraper in his head and going splat like a bug. You all right? Sam asked softly. Dude, what does that even mean? To his surprise, Sam laughed. Yeah, that's fair. It's just a thing I've heard people talking about, you know? Sounds kinda nice. Yeah, Peter said. Yeah, it does. The real question was, why were his hands shaking now, when he could face down a full football team of muggers and bounce home with no problem? "Are you okay?" Peter asked Sam. "You know," Sam nodded, "I see what you mean. That is a dumb question." "Why did you do that?" Peter asked. "Try to tick Ross off, I mean. All your talk about be quiet, Peter. Don't get on their nerves, Peter. Do as you're told, Peter." "Haven't you noticed it's much easier to dish advice than to take it?" Sam flashed Peter a crooked grin, then sobered. "But I meant it, kid, and I still do. I know teenagers aren't famous for their ability to keep a lid on it, but it could save your life. For real. Or at least your sanity." "And what about yours?" "My sanity." Sam cracked up and fell back onto his bed. "Right. My sanity." "I mean it," Peter protested. "You have to take care of yourself, too." Sam sat back up and folded his arms across his chest. "You haven't been to solitary yet," he said. "You don't know what it's like down there. You're a kid, and it's going to hurt you a lot more than it hurts us. If I can protect you from that, I'm going to." Peter squinted at him. "Is that what they mean about superhero complex? I think I finally get why May hates it when I say things like that." "Probably," Sam shrugged. "Kind of comes with the suit, you know?" "I can protect myself." "I know." "Then why, what else can I do?" Through the hairline fracture in Sam's voice, Peter caught a glimpse of Sam's furious despair, tamped down and pressurized like a locked seismic vault. "Pace? Do another push-up? Write another letter for the trash compactor?" Peter blinked at Sam. "You're not the only one with a reason to hate that guy," Sam said quietly. "He fucked up my life, hurt people I love, and threw me in here. If the only thing I can do now is poke him, then," he shrugged, "I'm going to poke him." Peter opened his mouth to object, then stopped. "Oh," he said, that makes sense." "Damn right it does." Sam's lips twitched up into something that was somewhere within the zip code of a smile. "I'm so sorry he hurt you," Peter said. "All of you." "You too, kid," Sam said. "Do you ever wish you hadn't stolen government property in order to commit treason with a renegade weapon of mass destruction?" Sam asked. "Yeah," Peter said. "That. Of course." "Then why did you do it?" Peter asked. "I mean, you don't even have superpowers, man." "Why did you put on that Spider-Man suit?" Sam countered. Peter stared at the blinking red light on his cell door. "I had to," he said. "Uh-huh," Sam said. Peter bit his lip hard. "You lost something," Sam said. "Someone." Peter's protest flopped back down before it could even get off the ground, webs spiraling into empty air. "Look," Sam said quietly, "we're called Avengers, aren't we?" Yeah. Mostly because Fury thought it was a cool name. But it's true, you know? We're all crazy, humans and superhumans, all of us, trying to save the world, trying to get revenge. Sometimes it doesn't feel like there's much of a difference. Peter stared at the blinking red light on the cell door. "Who did you lose?" he asked quietly, throat closing up. "My wingman." Sam closed his eyes. "My best buddy, Riley. They shot his wings out. He fell from the sky, just whoosh." He arced his hand down towards the floor. "Like Rhodey," Peter breathed, horrified. "Like Rhodey," Sam agreed, "but without the whole War Machine suit to protect him." "Shit, I'm so sorry." "Yeah," Sam rubbed his face. "Well." "Stark's bombs killed my parents," Wanda said. "My entire neighborhood, and then my brother and I, we helped Ultron get strong enough to destroy Novigrad and kill my brother. It's my own fault he's gone. I thought if I fought with the Avengers, maybe someday I could do enough good to make up for all the people I've destroyed." She tipped her head back against the wall and closed her eyes. "Turns out that's not actually possible," she said. "Who would have guessed?" The silence wrapped around Peter's neck like a wool scarf pulled just a little too tight, a vibranium collar still warm from an electric charge. He swallowed, swallowed again, cleared his throat. Nothing worked. "My uncle," he whispered. "Ben. They shot. I had my powers. I could have. But I didn't. I froze. I didn't save him. He died because of me. That's why I started." "I'm so sorry, son," Sam said quietly. "So," Wanda said, "there you go. Avengers. Crazy. All of us. Welcome to the club." "Thanks," Peter said. "I think." Sam smiled crookedly. "You're welcome," he said. I think.